Well, every week we always get someone from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Fat Seat. And our guest joining us on the line right now is Marie Renault. She is the NDP's Community and Social Services Critic and also the MLA for St. Albert. Yes, first of all, Marie, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so the main topic we wanted to discuss here today is the income support supplemental benefits. I know you were bringing this up on a question period in the legislature recently. I think even the minister sort of hinted that, okay, or the rates for income supports and those kinds of things could probably be a little higher than they are at right now. So I guess first question is here is what kind of things do you think the province should do for, I guess, increasing some of those rates out there?
Well, they definitely need to increase the rates. I mean, you know, the day before, the premier had said we had the highest increase or the most generous income support benefits in the country, which is patently false. Actually, there's only one province that is higher. Well, I mean, we're at the bottom. There's only one province below Alberta. So income support benefits, it's a barriers for employment program, it's called. And it's sort of one step below what AISH would be. So it's people that have not yet applied for AISH, have been rejected from AISH. So you have people with chronic health, disabilities, maybe brain injuries, mental illness. And the core benefits for people on income support for barriers for employment is $866 a month. So as you can imagine, you can't survive on that. And clearly these are folks that are unable to work. And so they used to make it tolerable or possible by adding a supplement. So there was a $307 rent supplement so people could actually, afford to live. And so the government, earlier this year, the government changed their policy so that people that have been getting it for, let's say, 10 years, 5 years, now have to almost reapply for it every 3 months. And when they reapply, they have to show that there's been a significant change in circumstance. So, for example, their health has gotten worse or their rent has gone up, things like that. So it's just not feasible. So what's happening is people all over the place, all over Alberta, have lost a supplement that was really the difference between having a home and being homeless. So we are doing casework. We're getting calls from everywhere in Alberta, and people are desperate. And there are people now that are homeless as a result, and there are people that they're just desperate.
And of course, over the last year or so, we've seen the pandemic have a number of effects on people, and you know, some of that is people maybe losing their jobs, and the bills maybe getting a little tighter to pay for some people. Do you think that's also sort of added to the concerns here, is the effects of the pandemic?
Yeah, it's possible. So income support has two programs. One is called Expected to Work. One is Barriers for Employment. So Barriers is where you're going to see really significant illnesses and disabilities. Expected to Work, that's where you're going to see an increase for people that are really struggling, let's say because of the effects of the pandemic, job loss or all of those things. So those numbers tend to go up and down. And, you know, there's probably around 40,000 people in that program. The other one, there's only around 20,000 people. So yes, definitely that there has been pressure on the program Expected to Work.
And we talk about, people getting access to some of those support benefits and services out there, and I'm curious about what you've heard from sort of rural areas of the province, because up here we're quite a ways away from some of the major centers out there, and some of that stuff may not be quite as accessible for some people out there. What kinds of things have you heard from rural Albertans on that issue?
Oh, those have been the most difficult calls, and the most difficult casework has been from people that live in smaller communities. So if they're in Edmonton, Red Deer, Calgary, Lethbridge, there's more supports. But when we get calls from smaller places that have less housing, less affordable housing, or less supports, that's where they really struggle. And people are saying, literally, I can't stay in my community if I don't have this additional shelter benefit, or if I don't have this additional funding for food or transportation, I can't stay. And so, they're contemplating significant moves. They just have no options. So I think it's incredibly difficult for people that live in smaller communities when they do get this cut. And it's a significant cut. It's like a 30% cut in their benefits. They are struggling, I would say, more acutely than people in larger centers.
And you mentioned that, with the sort of cuts that have happened to these programs, and it's making sort of things sort of more difficult for people to kind of live through on some of those supports out there. And you mentioned it's not quite in the similar situation as AISH, which I think you'd actually did a little experiment on, I believe, last year on trying to kind of live off AISH. And I think even with that, it even showed that some of the money you could potentially get for that, even that isn't quite enough to get by for some people as well, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the AISH benefits are, I think they're about $400 below the poverty line established by CRA. I mean, that's difficult enough. However, I think people have learned to manage on AISH for the most part. But people on income support, I just don't know how they do it. I mean, that's half. I just don't know. I mean, if your total benefit is $866 a month, how do you pay for rent and food, let alone transportation or, anything for your child? I just don't know how people do it. And so the only way they were surviving, I think, was with the supplemental benefits. And now those are being systematically removed. And, we've been asking, pressing the government for a long time, like, why are you doing this? Why on earth would you do this in normal times? What could possibly drive you to do this during a pandemic? And, we get the same sort of answer as, no, we're not doing anything. We're just following policy. Well, I mean, that's true, but they changed the policy and to make it like a 3-month review of their situation. So at the end of the day, it is a cut. And we knew that because we saw their budget documents where it was a massive cut to income support. So we knew one way or the other, something was going to happen. And now we're seeing exactly what's happening.
And of course, and finally, whenever we have a guest joining us here on the Trending 55 Foxy, we like to get to you a little bit of a personal topics out there, kind of show that, hey, these politicians are people too, as well. As we mentioned earlier, of course, you're the MLA for St. Albert. Now, to give kind of our listeners here some appreciation of sort of the riding you live, why don't you tell us some kind of fun facts about the people you represent in your area?
Okay, well, St. Albert's an amazing community. We're very close to Edmonton, but it's very much its own city. And it's known for one of the biggest outdoor farmers markets in Western Canada, which opens this coming Saturday. It's also known as Botanical City. We have one of only two provincial urban parks, which is the Lois Hole Park, which is just stunning. It's a big lake. It's actually an incredible wetland where you'll see all kinds of people doing birding and canoeing, and it's just a beautiful place. It's a city, but it's so easy to get into nature in that city. So people of St. Albert are very friendly, diverse, and it's just a joy to represent them.
Definitely something for people to maybe check out one of these days. Anyhow, Marie Rideau, the NDP's Community Social Services Critic, MLA for St. Albert, thanks for joining us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Oh, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.